sports freaks. It's time to get your game on with the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union. Serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air. Unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill. Serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. Now, here's your Sports Freak Hour host, Mike Morgan.
And happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I tell you what, I had a great week last week, man. You know, I had a chance to record the show on Sunday. Had a Board of Commissioner meeting on Monday. Could be here in the studio. Then we did basketball, you know, Tuesday and Friday. Ron Wagner and I on the call as we were at North Henderson and West Henderson watching Hendersonville Bearcats play both those games. We'll be back on the air Wednesday night at Hendersonville when the Bearcats host East. So going ahead and getting all the Hendersonville games against the county rivals these first three games. And after that, it's pretty much East at West and North at East and West at North and all the way through. We'll do a couple more Bearcat games throughout the season. But once again, Wednesday night, 6:30 airtime for that one. And then Saturday, I had a chance to drive down to Raleigh. And I was on the call with Brian Hall on ESPN Asheville for the UNC Asheville at NC State game. Had a chance to meet head coach Will Wade. That was pretty cool. Hung out with my son on Saturday night, and we went to church and had breakfast on Sunday. So I'm driving back home. Everything was going good until around 12:30 when the college football playoff pairings came out. And the 12 teams that got in, there was one scenario, one team, if they got in, knowing who all was kind of, you know, right there on the bubble, I was like, man, are you kidding me? So coming up here in just a few minutes, around 6:15, David Glenn's going to be on with me. I'm going to take a deeper dive into that. You'll probably, if you know me, you probably know which team. I'm really mad it's not there, but I'm going to talk to DG about that here in a little while. But in case you didn't hear about it, Indiana is number one, Ohio State number two, Georgia, Texas Tech are 3 and 4. No problem with the top four. Indy just beat Ohio State. Ohio State and Georgia, they could have flip-flopped them. That's fine. They're going to see each other probably in the semifinal. Then on the fifth seed, it went to Oregon. Sixth seed was Ole Miss. Seven was Texas A&M. Eight was Oklahoma. Nine was Alabama. 10 was Miami. 11, Tulane. 12, James Madison. If you don't know why Tulane and James Madison are in there, they made the decision after last year that the two conference champions, the highest-ranked conference champions, will get in to the playoffs. So both Tulane and JMU won their conference titles, so because of that, they are there. Duke, even though they won the ACC, they were not higher-ranked than those two teams, so Duke did not get in, but Miami did. Notre Dame did not. So, we're going to talk a whole lot about this with David Glenn here in just a few minutes. So James Madison will travel to Oregon, so the top four seeds get a bye. The next four seeds get to host. Ole Miss will host Tulane. Oklahoma will host Alabama. And then Texas A&M will host Miami. Those are going to be some pretty cool games. Those on-campus sites for the first round are really cool. But once again, 6:15, DG will join me, and we'll talk more about that coming up around 6:45. Paul Whitaker is going to join me, the soon-to-be-retired head football coach at West Henderson. So I want to get his thoughts on retirement and his illustrious career that he had there at West Henderson. And then, how about those Carolina Panthers? They're back into a first-place tie, and they didn't even have to play a game. So that was kind of cool. So the Panthers sitting at home watching the Saints beat Tampa Bay. What is going on with New Orleans? They came into Charlotte and beat the Panthers a few weeks ago. Then they go on the road and take out Tampa Bay. So both Tampa and Carolina sitting there at 7-6. And for the Panthers, they go to New Orleans on Sunday. Then they host the Buccaneers. Then they host Seattle. Then they go on the road to play Tampa. So two out of the last three games, they get to play Tampa. First game in Charlotte, second game in Tampa. They control their own destiny. There's a good chance they could win the NFC South. We shall see. It depends on which Panther team decides to show up. But still, Carolina now in a first-place tie with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And have you been keeping up with college soccer? You know, NC State was ranked number one earlier in the year, and they have made a little run in the NCAA tournament, and they are in the Final Four. And the Final Four takes place down at the Cary Sports Complex. It's a great place. That's where they play the college national championship every single year. So Friday night, NC State will be taking on St. Louis. And then Furman, the Paladins, are also there. And Furman will be playing Washington. So it would be kind of cool to have a Furman-NC State matchup in the championship. We shall see what happens. But good luck to the Wolfpack. So once again, got a lot to talk about tonight. Got some good guests coming up. And then also breaking down some some stuff from the NFL as we go through. And, hey, if something happens baseball-wise, I'll let you know tonight as well, as winter meetings have begun down in Florida. As of right now, no real big trades or no real big deals. A lot of rumors floating around about some people who could be on the move. So nothing has happened yet, but that's always fun just to kind of watch. And it's usually more rumors than truth at this point in time, but we'll see how it all plays out. So when I talk to DG here in a little while, I think you'll be able to figure out what my argument is. And David is a former attorney as well. So we're going to have a little courtroom drama here in a little bit, talking about the college football playoffs. That should be a whole lot of fun. Hey, thanks for listening tonight. You're locked in to the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ. And when I come back, David Glenn will join me. So hang in there, folks. I'll be right back.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway, next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local Train comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business. Here's an important announcement from the Henderson County Tax Office. 2025 property taxes are due by Monday, January 5th, 2026, to avoid interest penalties. An interest penalty of 2% on the balance will be added to the bill on January the 6th, 2026. Interest will accrue monthly at the rate of 0.75% per month beginning February the 1st, 2026. Payments mailed to the office are credited based on the USPS affixed postmark date or by the date received if the postmark is missing. So don't delay in submitting your payment. Save time at the courthouse and use our tax payment drop box in the public parking lot, or pay your bill online with a check or debit card for a small convenience fee. If you are having difficulty making full payment by January the 5th, please contact our office. Our staff is ready to help review your situation and work out a payment plan. The Henderson County Tax Office is located at the 200 North Grove Street Courthouse. Hours are 8:30 to 5. You can reach us by phone at 697-5595 or online at hendersoncountync.gov/tax.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap-to-pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
Hey, I'm Bernie Miller with Blue Ridge Medical and Sports Massage. Do you have a stiff neck, sore back, achy knees, or hips? Maybe a headache that just won't quit. I help people feel better, whether you're an athlete or just tired of hurting. My sessions are easy, personalized, and totally pain-free. We'll work together to get you moving better and living with less pain. Let's get you feeling good again. Blue Ridge Medical and Sports Massage, where pain ends and performance begins. Call me at 243-3127, and I'll get you on the schedule.
And welcome back to Sports Week Hour, everybody. Mike Morgan in studio with you tonight. And you know, man, I tell you, anytime something big is happening, especially in college football, college basketball world, one of my favorite guys over the years to talk to is the one, the only, David Glenn with the David Glenn Show and also the North Carolina Sports Network. DG, first of all, a very early Merry Christmas to you and your family, my friend.
Right back at you, Mike. Always good to be with you, man. Thankful for you here after Thanksgiving, and happy to celebrate the holidays with you.
Well, I appreciate you, my friend. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. But before we do, let's go to Saturday. Duke wins the ACC championship over Virginia. Everybody was afraid that was going to just totally mess up the ACC, but it didn't, because Miami got into the college football playoffs. But listen, that was an overtime game. It wasn't the prettiest games in the world. You were there. It really, but it was an entertaining game, and congratulations to Duke.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, Duke's last ACC football title was in 1989. Believe it or not, I was there for that one as well. I don't think I'm a good luck charm, but you never know. And prior to that, you know, that was in the old system, of course, where, you know, if you tied for first place, you shared the title in the ACC. The last outright ACC football championship for Duke was in 1962, before you and I were born.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a long wait. And I talked to some Duke fans who said, you know, they or their parents had, you know, waited a generation to see something like this happen. But what impressed me most, Mike, is that when Virginia went to Duke and played the Blue Devils in Durham less than a month ago, Virginia not only won that game, I mean, they almost blew the Blue Devils out of their own building. That game was 31-3 before the final score was a little bit closer than that. So obviously Duke had to go into the video room and figure out a different approach to that UVA defense, a different approach to that UVA offense. Credit to Manny Diaz, his staff, and those players, because anyone who saw that first game would not have thought the Devils would win the rematch. But with the ACC title on the line, they did exactly that. And Manny Diaz's name is going to be next to that ACC football title forever.
What was it, the All Chaos Conference? Is that why people started calling the ACC? Wasn't that the nickname they gave it?
Yep.
And we had it. I mean, it couldn't have ended any better. Okay, so I mentioned earlier in my intro, I was driving home, listening to the pairings. There's one scenario I hope would not happen. So here's what I want to do. As I mentioned in the intro, too, David is also an attorney. And he also has taught some classes down at UNC Wilmington. So he's a college professor teaching media down there. So I want to have a little courtroom drama here between you and I. I'm going to give my closing argument about the Carolina, about the college football playoffs. Then I'll give you a chance to give your closing argument. How's that sound? You good with that?
Deal. I'm ready to go.
My closing argument is very simple. I think that Miami and Notre Dame should have made the college playoffs. Alabama should be out for one reason and one reason only. They lost to Florida State. That is the one thing nobody ever talks about. I listened to the radio all day driving back from Raleigh. Finally, within the last 10 minutes before it happened, a couple people at least mentioned it. They talked about every single head-to-head. David, I really feel like, or excuse me, attorney or jury, I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm not an attorney. Here's what I really feel like. The NCAA basically told Alabama, we'll let you drop your lowest test score. We just will forget that you lost to Florida State and put you in. So my argument is Alabama should not be in because they lost to Florida State. I will sit down. The floor is yours now, Mr. Glenn.
Well, it's funny because this illustration is going to be less fun if I, the attorney at the other table in front of the judges, agree with you.
I hope you do agree with me, to be honest with you. We'll have a hung jury or a mistrial or something, and we'll get out of here.
Well, my bottom line has always been this, and it doesn't just apply to an ACC team or an SEC team or whatever. The starting point for all of these conversations is, how many big wins do you have and how good are they? And then how many losses do you have and how bad are they? And I'll give Alabama credit. They have some really, really good wins.
Yes, they do.
Including, remember, beating the Georgia Bulldogs head-to-head before they lost to those same Bulldogs in the SEC title game.
Yep.
But when that number in the loss column grows to three, and one of the three is to a Florida State team that finished with a losing record, it should carry more weight.
I agree.
Remember, Miami had two losses. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame had two losses. And again, you got to weigh both the big wins, but also the sort of the weight of the losses. Well, give credit to Notre Dame, and they were probably, the first left out the way the committee did it. Their losses were as good as it gets, right? To Texas A&M and to Miami.
Yeah.
Now, Notre Dame didn't have a lot of great wins. Southern Cal, and maybe their second best win was Pitt. And that's why they were kind of a bubble team, so to speak. Miami did lose twice, but they were to pretty solid ACC teams, Louisville and SMU. So in this trifecta of the teams we're discussing, Alabama had by far the worst loss. And I don't think their great victories were big enough to make up for that.
I figured you probably would agree with me, and actually seeing some of your posts out there, I had a feeling you were going to, too. But that was still kind of fun to do. But and again, at the end of the day, they did not look good in the last game they played. -3 rushing yards against Georgia.
Yeah.
And people will say it. I've had this conversation all day. Five SEC teams got in. The bias that's there for Alabama. And then, of course, Notre Dame. Pulling the ultimate Notre Dame thing. Well, we're just not going to play in a bowl game. We're done. The memes have been so funny. Things didn't go our way. We quit as they're hitting the We Are Champions sign walking out. I mean, it's just people having a lot of fun on social media. What are your thoughts on Notre Dame saying, hey, we're not even going to play a bowl game if we're not playing in the national championship playoffs?
I get why they did it. It's not a fun part of modern college football, but it is a byproduct of a bunch of Notre Dame players said we were going to sit out the bowl game.
Yeah.
And that makes it less meaningful, right? I mean,
right.
Remember when Florida State got snubbed from the college football playoff, the smaller version, and then so many guys opted out that the bowl game they actually played in, they got annihilated because it was a shadow of their actual team because of all the opt-outs. So I don't love the decision. I understand the reasoning behind it, and I do understand why one of the biggest reasons the Irish was so upset was that it was ranked above Miami for several weeks in a row, and then neither one played, and they were leapfrogged by the Hurricanes. Now, I do believe the Canes deserve to be in over the Irish, but if I'm Notre Dame, I just can't embrace the logic of how we were ahead of the Canes, ahead of the Canes, ahead of the Canes in the committee's eyes, and then neither we nor Miami played, but yet they leapfrogged us. That's really, really hard to digest, and I hope the College Football Playoff Committee learns from that, because they just can't let something like that happen again. It's bad optics, but it's just also bad logic and not the right way to do things.
Have not seen an updated list, but earlier today, 10 teams have opted out of playing in any kind of bowls. Yeah. Now, sometimes, too, some of those teams, they know a lot of kids are transferring, and like you're saying, the bowls are not what the bowls used to be. I mean, it used to be kind of cool to go to a bowl game. Is there a fix for that, David? What can we do, David Glenn, with the David Glenn Show on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline? Is there anything we can do to save the bowls as we used to know it growing up back in the 60s, still after Duke won their championship? But how would we do that?
I don't think there's an ironclad answer to that. You know, we're living in the transfer portal era. We're living in the expanded playoff era, and the playoff may get bigger. When the playoff gets bigger, bowls are going to mean even less. You mentioned the number of schools that turned down bowl bids. Remember, in our backyard, 5-7, Appalachian State, a team with a losing record, got into a bowl because so many teams had said no to that bowl.
Yeah.
They ran out of teams that were 6-6 and four better, and they even had a bunch of 5-7 teams turn them down.
Yeah.
So that's how bad it has gotten.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this could be an inflection point, right? Notre Dame getting left out is going to cause a lot of debate about what the next version of the college football playoff looks like. SEC getting so many teams in is going to cause that reflection. The ACC champion being left out, even though I understand why Duke was left out, is going to cause further debate about whether or not a Power Four conference champion should automatically be in. So, there's a lot of negative that we're discussing about all this right now. As a glass half full guy, I just hope the positive is everybody's forced back to the negotiating table. You reflect on whatever you learned from your mistakes and the sideways nature of all this. You come up with a better approach to the playoff. But even then, I don't think you can't force young men to play in bowl games.
Yeah.
And people might say, well, write it into their NIL contracts. Well, you can do that, but there's a sense that things are already litigious enough as it is, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's right now, Georgia is suing one of his former defensive linemen because he transferred to Missouri last year after signing an NIL deal with the Bulldogs. So we've already got schools suing players. I don't know if we want to make it that much worse with schools suing players after opting out for bowl games.
Right. I'm with you on that one. Hey, and one more thing about Notre Dame. I was kind of shocked to see their AD kind of going after the ACC, saying that permanent damage has been done. You know what, dude? You don't play football with us. I mean, I've never been a fan of that. We've had this conversation before. They play in every other sport. But to come after the ACC, in all honesty, I think the committee put Miami in because you could not have an ACC team. I think they did ACC right by doing that. But to say permanent damage and coming after them like that, and I thought that the commissioner had a pretty good response back later on in the day, too. But what did you think about that when you saw the permanent damage?
Yeah, I thought the Notre Dame comments were inappropriate for a couple reasons. Number one, the ACC wasn't going against Notre Dame in some abstract sense. They were advocating for Miami, which is a full-time member of the ACC.
Shocker!
And they didn't pick Notre Dame out of a hat. They picked Notre Dame to go after because that was the team that Miami beat head-to-head. And then the other reason it didn't add up to me was that, you know, Notre Dame has had a long-standing invitation to be a full member of the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Yeah.
The ACC did not badmouth Notre Dame when Notre Dame said, well, we want to be in all of our other sports because it's important for us for scheduling reasons and Olympic sports reasons to have a partner. And the ACC said, we'll be that partner. We'll even let you have your 100-plus years of football independence. We will take you, for the first time in the 70-plus year history of the ACC, we will take you as this sort of quasi-member that gives you all the benefits of being with us, but you still keep your football independence. The ACC didn't badmouth Notre Dame over that. So the idea that Notre Dame is badmouthing the ACC, you know, it's more like, hey, if you want to be treated exactly like the other 17 ACC members, well, how about having exactly the same relationship with the ACC?
Exactly. Join the league in football, win a championship, and get in the thing. All right,
bingo.
So I think it's kind of cool that Tulane and James Madison are in. I like how they did that. The way they set up with 12, you know, that's kind of going to be there. I've always kind of felt like maybe 16 will eventually be the magical number. Then you could take all the conference champions and have some at-larges and still have it seated. But no, I think it's pretty cool they got in there. I don't think either one of them have a chance to beat Ole Miss or Oregon. But they're great matchups. I love that first round. You know, you get a home game in the first round. Could you imagine if they did that for all the seeds? Indiana could play a home game. Ohio State could play a home game. I think that'd be kind of cool if you had 16 teams. But I love those first round games at the home site. Do you like that too, DG?
I do too. And remember, 1 year ago, the teams, if I remember correctly, all four home teams not only won that opening game, but they ended up winning their next game.
Yeah, they did.
So mm-hmm. those four first weekend hosts ended up being the Final Four.
Yeah.
And remember, there was all that talk about whether the teams that got a bye or an open week, you know, already in the Final Eight, whether that there was a rust factor there because all four of them lost in the quarterfinals. So, I love this week's matchups. I will be surprised again this year if any of the visitors does win on the opponent's home field, but it's possible. That's what makes it fun. But I don't think the same thing will happen this year because those four teams that are already in the quarterfinals, they're going to be really tough to beat next week, no matter who wins this week.
And how about what the Hoosiers have done? Kirk Cignetti's been, Kirk Cignetti,
yeah.
And it's been great. A former NC State assistant coach back in the day. I think he coached Phillip Rivers and Russell Wilson. But, man, it is so cool to see them atop college football. Never in a million years thought those words would come out of my mouth.
Mike, look at it this way. I do not, you know, we in the media can be guilty of exaggeration and hyperbole from time to time. I've really, really tried hard in my career to minimize that. I'm probably guilty at times. But I do not think it is an over-the-top statement that Kurt Cignetti's job with Indiana football is one of the most amazing turnarounds in modern college sports history.
I agree.
And the reason I say that is every one of us, if you said Indiana Hoosiers, almost everyone listening to you right now, every friend or relative we have who knows anything about college sports, they'd say, yeah, they're pretty good in basketball, aren't they? You know, that Bob Knight guy, multiple national champion.
He wasn't bad.
Nobody in our lifetimes has ever thought of football in conjunction with Indiana University.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in fact, if you went back more than 100 years of Indiana football, the two greatest years are the 2 years that Kurt Cignetti has been their coach. People can look it up. This is not an exaggeration. He made the playoff last year in his first year, made the playoff this year, number one overall seed, undefeated, Big Ten champion this time. I mean, coming from where they were, and I don't mean temporarily, I mean for decades. They're kind of like the teams in our state that have a hard time. Yeah. It's so rare to finish in the national top 10. The Indiana Hoosiers finished in the national top 10 in the sport of football probably one time in 100 years.
Jeez.
And now Cignetti's taking them there back to back.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
It is crazy.
And the longer you watch college sports, the more impressed you'll be by an absolute dramatic reversal like that.
I know. And he's had some big wins all year, but beating Ohio State, Big Ten championship, taking the number one seed from them, that was fun to watch over the weekend. All right, DG, I want to get your thoughts on two more things before I get you out of here. Men's basketball, Duke's looking really good. I think Carolina's looking really good. I saw the Wolfpack play Saturday against UNC Asheville. They had their moments. They're very inconsistent. They play Liberty Wednesday. Kansas comes to town on Saturday.
Yeah.
Arguably one of the biggest games the Wolfpack have had in a long time. And if States wants to be taken seriously with their red reckoning and everything they got going on, I wouldn't say it's a must win, but it's a game they got to have.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. I mean, the good news for Wolfpack fans is they already have a win over, I think, a really good VCU team that's going to make the NCAA tournament. I think the Boise State win is a pretty solid win. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the resume is bare.
And Seton Hall wasn't a bad loss now. Seton Hall actually turned out to be decent.
Yeah. Auburn's good. Texas is good. Seton Hall is good. So that's no concern. And I think they're playing really good offense overall. But they need to tighten the screws defensively. Will Wade, the coach, has been all over that messaging, and he should be. Because if the Wolfpack is going to get where it wants to go, and that's the NCAA tournament, and they're definitely capable of that, they just need to upgrade what they do at the defensive end. I mean, offensively, Darian Williams is the real deal. The UNC transfer, Van Allen Lubin, has been really good. Paul McNeil's a better version of himself. Matt Abel's a quality freshman. I think Quadir Copeland is actually a good player at both ends of the floor, a guy who followed him from McNeese State, Coach Wade. So, you know, they need to get better, but they need to get a lot better on defense if they're going to be a top-tier team in the ACC.
Amen. And even Will Wade, he said that in the pregame. We are terrible at defense. That's exactly what he said. I was like, well, hopefully you work on that. Hey, and last thing before I let you go. NFL, a lot of great storylines. Man, I would argue that probably two of the best storylines in the NFL, the Chicago Bears and what Rico Dowdle is doing with the Panthers. Ben Johnson, Rico Dowdle, both of them went to AC Reynolds right here in Asheville. Isn't it cool to think here in West North Carolina, we literally, I think, have two of the biggest stories in all of the NFL. Do you agree with me?
Oh, my gosh. I love that angle. And if you broaden it just a little bit, keep in mind, you know, a Charlotte guy who went to UNC, Drake May, is leading the 11-2 New England Patriots.
Yeah.
And I know Daniel Jones, another Charlotte guy, went to Duke, was leading the Indianapolis Colts before he just suffered a really horrible injury.
Yep.
But, man, our state, your region, my region, like there's a lot of great stories in America's most popular sport, and I don't think they're ending anytime soon. And we can even add one more layer. For the first time in almost a decade, the Carolina Panthers are relevant again. And
yes.
They have a chance to win their division. So, you know, it's just fun to see so many of our people, so many of our teams, so many of our products mattering again.
Yep.
Because that NFL stage is as big as it gets, and some of those stories are as good as it gets.
All right, David, kept it a little longer, but we had a lot to talk about. Again, once again, tell everybody where they can find your stuff, because DG, one of the best in the business. Tell us where they can find your stuff.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. The one thing to remember for our name is the North Carolina Sports Network, and the easiest thing to remember is our website, ncsportsnetwork.com. If you get to the website, there's a link to our YouTube page, which now has 55,000 subscribers, top 2% in the whole world.
Sweet.
On YouTube. Links to our podcast, links to information about our tailgate tour and our social media. It all starts right there at our Grand Central station, ncsportsnetwork.com.
David Glenn, one of the best in the business. Once again, I probably won't talk to you again before Christmas, so Merry Christmas, my friend. Thanks again for your friendship and all you do. And it looks like my daughter, more than likely, may be living in Raleigh when she gets married in June. So I'll be coming your way a whole lot more than what I'm doing currently. So we need to catch up and catch a ball game together or go to dinner or do something just to thank you for all you've done over the years.
That's the deal, my friend. If your daughter ever needs a Raleigh-based, you know, Uncle Dave to help her out in any way, let me know. I'm thankful for you and our many years together, and I wish you and all of your family and friends Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all the rest.
Well, my son has your cell phone. He's been down there for about 4 years now, and he hasn't got arrested or gotten in trouble yet, so thank goodness for that. All right, brother. Thank you, man. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, bud. See you.
All right. Once again, David Glenn on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline, one of the best in the business. He is just so good, so blessed to just know these guys who know stuff. All right, let's take a break. Well, when we come back, let's talk a little NFL. I'll break down some of the games from yesterday. Get you ready for the action tonight as the Eagles on the road to take on the Chargers. And then around here in about 20 minutes or so, 15 minutes or so, or excuse me, 10 minutes or so, I'll reach out to Paul Whitaker as he is retiring as the head coach of West Henderson. You're listening to the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus to offer the latest technology. Tap-to-pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
Thinking about a new garage? Now is the perfect time. Garages USA, the area's premier garage builder, is offering a super special. Sign a contract with Garages USA before the end of the year and you'll get a brand new standard garage door absolutely free. That's a $1,000 value. Prefer something custom? You can upgrade to any style you choose. With hundreds of projects completed, Garages USA is known for superior workmanship. Call Keith today for your free on-site evaluation at 606-7796. But don't wait. This special offer ends December the 31st.
When it comes to making your home or your client's property shine, trust Green Mountain Cleaning Pros. Whether it's a grand estate, a cozy home, or a post-construction cleanup, we deliver top-tier budget-friendly cleaning every time. We use only eco-friendly products, safe for your family, pets, and the planet. Realtors, contractors, and homeowners alike love our attention to detail and dependable service. And don't miss our monthly membership advantage. We'll get a free deep cleaning every year. Green Mountain Cleaning Pros. Clean living the natural way. Call 747-1020.
Eggs Up Grill.
Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway, next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
From the WTZQ Weather Department, this is Paul Speranza with your Monday evening forecast. After a gloomy afternoon, we're continuing to see a lot of clouds out there tonight, and it will be cold by the morning, getting down into the middle 20s. During the day on Tuesday, we're going to start off with those clouds, but as we continue working into the day, those clouds will start to decrease, giving way to partly cloudy skies, but cold again, below normal, upper 30s to 40s.
And welcome back to the Sports Freak Hour. What a great visit with David Glenn. David Glenn Show, the North Carolina Sports Network. You need to check out his work. He's tremendous. And if you missed it or you want to share it with somebody, check out the Sports Freak Hour page on WTZQ.com. And there you can have a podcast of the show. It'll be up sometime tomorrow. So a good listen, a very good listen if you want to hear DG kind of breaking down the college football playoffs. And some other stuff, as he always does. And, of course, as mentioned earlier, Wednesday night we will be back at Hendersonville High School for game three of our high school basketball coverage as the East Henderson Eagles pay a visit to the Bearcats. So we basically did Hendersonville at North, Hendersonville at West, and we get East at Hendersonville. So make sure we cover the Bearcats playing all their county rivals. And, of course, they played the very first game of the season. Bearcat boys won by 4. The girls won pretty big over the Lady Eagles. So we'll see how the rematch goes. Bearcats are off to a 6-1 start. And actually, East Henderson is playing tonight. I'd hope to catch up with their coaches, but they are playing tonight against Polk County. So my plans are to catch up with both East coaches as well as both West Henderson coaches and get them on to preview stuff. Okay, in football yesterday, as I mentioned at the top of the show, the Carolina Panthers have moved into a first-place tie with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Panthers were off last week, but Tampa losing at home to New Orleans 24-20 as the Saints just keep playing spoiler. Unfortunately, Carolina goes on the road to play New Orleans on Sunday, so hopefully they'll find a way to beat the Saints and stay in first place. But I tell you what, and then they get Tampa 2 out of the last 3. So Tampa and Carolina both sitting there at 7-6. Another big matchup yesterday afternoon was the Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers. Packers won that one 28-21. The Bears were driving in the red zone, decided to try and take a little clock off of it, went for it on fourth and short, came up a little short. So the Packers able to hold on. So both those teams now are tied atop the Norris Division, as I used to always say there on ESPN. So as Chris Berman always had fun with that. And then also, how about the Kansas City Chiefs? Oh, man, you talk about the dynasty maybe coming to a close. They're sitting there now at 6-7. So they basically have got to win out and get some help from some other teams who are sitting there a little bit in better situation for the playoffs. But there's a darn good chance no Taylor Swift for the playoffs. I hope everybody's okay with that, because it looked like that could happen. So they lost 20-10 to Houston. And there's something about Mahomes. He doesn't look like himself. Their defense doesn't look quite as good. The offensive line's been really banged up. But Kansas City losing last night, that really hurts their chances of getting back to the playoffs. Another big showdown in the AFC North. You had Pittsburgh against Baltimore. And once again, the Ravens were driving late and unable to convert on a fourth down and turn it over on downs as Pittsburgh holds on to win 27-22. Ravens have made a little run after their slow start. So Pittsburgh, with the victory, now moves up to the top of that division at 7-6. The Ravens are sitting there at 6-7. And it looked like the Bengals maybe had a chance to kind of get back into things. They were starting to play a little bit better. And they go on the road yesterday and looked like they were going to take down the Buffalo Bills. They were driving with a chance to add to their lead, and then one of the best single interceptions ever seen. Defensive lineman jumped up, caught the ball in midair as he was trying to just kind of lob it over his head. Took it back for a pick six. The very next pass Burrow threw was intercepted too. Buffalo scored again, and they go on to beat the Bengals 39-34. So Buffalo trying to hang on. And when you look at the standings, and again, still got a long way to go, but hang on, my computer all of a sudden is not working here. But still got, 4 weeks left in the regular season, so still some things to be decided. But as we mentioned earlier, excuse me, had to cough there. The Patriots sitting there 11-2, atop the AFC East. The Bills, two games back at 9-4. Dolphins still in the hunt, even though they got to get a whole lot of help. They are 6-7, and no surprise, the Jets have been eliminated, so have the Cleveland Browns after their loss yesterday. So then you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, as mentioned, they're at 7-6. Ravens there at 6-7. The Bengals really at 4-9, really kind of no more chance. Jaguars got a big win yesterday. They own a one-game lead over the Houston Texans in the AFC South. The Colts, with their loss to the Jaguars, fall to 8-5 and a game out as well. Denver Broncos took care of business yesterday. They're 11-2. They are top of the AFC West. The Chargers sitting there at 8-4. Once again, the Chiefs five games out. Eagles play tonight. They are at the Chargers. They're 8-4 and leading the division. The Cowboys 6-6-1 after their loss Thursday at Detroit. Both the Commanders and the Giants have been eliminated. And again, the Packers sitting there at 9-3 along with the Bears. The Lions are 8-5. Minnesota's 5-8. Again, Tampa and Carolina tied atop the South. Both the Falcons and Saints have been eliminated. The Rams are 10-3. The Seahawks are 10-3. The 49ers are 9-4. There's a lot of jockeying for position that is going to happen in the NFL, and it's going to be fun to see how it all shakes out. But the big thing we're all rooting for, this is the Carolina Panthers can find a way to go on the road and beat the Saints, because the Saints have had the number for both the Buccaneers and the Panthers so far this year. All right, let's take our final break, and when we come back, Paul Whitaker, the soon-to-be retired head coach from the Wes Henderson Falcons, will join me. You're listening to Mountain Creighton Union Friday Night Football. You know, I knew I would do that sometime. Here, I've done that for basketball. How about you're listening to the Sports Week Hour on WTZQ?
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap to pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
Get warm by the fire with WTZQ on the radio. 95.3 FM, AM 1600.
Eggs Up Grill. Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This hour's Q-tip is brought to you by Epperson Tree.
Epperson Tree is proud to serve Hendersonville and surrounding communities. With Epperson Tree, you're not just hiring a company. You're hiring a skilled and passionate team with values that remain firmly grounded. Epperson Tree, your reliable and ethical partner in tree care.
If you're ready to leave an unhealthy relationship, you don't have to do it alone. If you've experienced sexual assault, you are not to blame, and you are also not alone. Text SAFE to Transylvania County at 828-577-0603 or call 828-885-7233. We are here to help you find safety and start your next chapter.
And welcome back to the home stretch of the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ. I'm your host, Mike Morgan. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I'm 60 years old. I have been covering sports in West North Carolina basically since probably about 1988. I went to work WLOS 87, started shooting football games a little bit, 88, 89, somewhere in here. Did sports from 93 to 03. So got to know a whole lot of coaches over the year. Got to be good friends with a whole lot of coaches. And this year alone, I've seen Mike Sexton at Inca retire. I've seen Shane Laws at AC Reynolds retire. I'm sure others will, too. And then here in Henderson County, Paul Whitaker, who has been at West Henderson for 35 years, been a football coach there for a good number of years. He is going to be retiring here in just a couple of weeks, and I had to talk to him about that. So, hey there, short-timer Whitaker. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. How about you, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. Well, I tell you what, first of all, congratulations, and I know it's always tough to hang up the whistle, but just kind of your thoughts as you get ready to ride off into the sunset. How are you feeling today?
You know, a little anxious. It's a little different. You know, I thought I was holding up pretty good until I told the team there a week ago, and then to me, it's all kind of the same. You know, I'm going out the same day the kids go home for Christmas vacation, along with the other teachers, and be just like Christmas break. The only difference is going to be when they come back January 5th, I'm not coming back. So, it's a little scary, but it's been a fun 35 years. It's been a fun ride. I've had the pleasure of coaching a great bunch of kids, worked with some great assistant coaches, and worked for some great head coaches to help develop my philosophy through the years. So it's been a fun ride. It's just it's time to let somebody else take the reins and, you know, move on and see if we can't play a little more golf and a little more fishing and play with the grandkids.
There you go, brother. Well, I tell you, it's been fun covering you. Last couple of years, I had an opportunity to call games here on the Q, and, of course, this year you guys went 7-5. You lost at East Lincoln. And, of course, Brevard, a team from your conference, going to be playing for a state championship. And I tell you what, Reesville, Brevard, whoo, that's going to be a barn burner on a Saturday night, I guess, down in Lenoir Ryan, I think, right? I think they play at LR.
Yeah. Yep.
So you like the Blue Devils' chances?
I do. I think they're playing well right now. I think, you know, for this time of year, from, you know, what I see, that they're relatively healthy, except for, you know, what bumps and bruises come with high school football. But, you know, hey, he's had a great run, and, you know, his defense keeps him in his game. And the thing about them, you know, they don't make many mistakes. They don't beat themselves. They don't turn the ball over, you know, and stuff like that. So wish them all the best. You know, another Western North Carolina team trying for another title.
Well, you didn't get that fourth straight conference title this year. But, man, this four-year run that you've had, in a lot of ways, you're kind of going out on top because you're going out a winner. You're going out as a team that was one of the teams to beat in West North Carolina these last 4 years. And I know you've had a lot of fun these last 4 years with these teams you've had, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, like I said. And, you know, all of them have been fun. But, you know, the last five have been special. And, you know, as coaches say all the time, you know, better players make us look a lot smarter. And I was fortunate, you know, the last 4 or 5 years to have a bunch of great players. And I had great players throughout. But just been a fun ride, and looking forward to the next chapter.
That's that old Doug Brooks line from a couple of years. He goes, Mike, I'm a much better coach when I got good players. I was like, well, that's being very honest there. Hey, Paul Whitaker on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline here on the Sports Freak Hour, soon to be retired, but the 19th, I think, is the last day, right? Is that the last day of school?
Yeah, December 19th.
Yeah, because it's funny, because I guess we're doing the East at West game. When I saw you Friday night, I said, hey, you can come on that Friday. You're like, nope, I'm going home that day. I'll be done. You won't see me for a while. But hey, I want to just listen. I've been around it for a long time. I've been to practices, seen stuff. you know, seeing the just what you guys go through. And I think back to when I was younger, you know, it wasn't so much of a year-round sport as we have now. Every single sport is year-round. So kind of take people behind the scenes. What's it like being a high school football coach today? The commitment you have to make, the hours you work, the time that you work. Because, again, it is a full-time, almost 365-day-a-year job now to be a football coach, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's in-season, it's 7 days a week. You know, off-season, it's probably six. But, you know, we finished up there when we got beaten in the playoffs, gave them, a couple of weeks off to, you know, kind of heal the bumps and bruises. We did some action last week in the weight room, and, it's right into the off-season stuff. And, you know, we've got kids playing basketball, got kids wrestling, and, you know, encourage them to go do all that because we tell them when they come in as freshmen, you only got 4 years to do all this, you know, and then you're going to be out working the rest of your life. So go play everything you can play. And, you know, it's fun to go to the basketball games and see those football kids shine and, you know, go to the baseball games and whatnot. But it's a lot of hours, but it's very rewarding. You know, I never felt like one day that I got up, I said, man, I just don't want to go to work today. It's been loads of fun.
Yeah, no doubt. And I was talking with B.J. Lauder a couple of years ago, because I think back when I was a kid, you know, like usually you had kids that would be like your quarterback on football, maybe a point guard or a power forward on basketball, and then he was a pitcher or a catcher in baseball. Y'all have his guys that play like three sports. Some of them play four sports. I remember BJ saying, man, we celebrate that nowadays because it's become so much of a – you kind of choose your sport. Not everybody goes both ways or plays other sports. And, you know, when you think about it, I was looking at the basketball team. I saw Zane on there. I saw Brady on there. You know, that you got a lot of kids. You know, Watts was on the basketball team. So a lot of them that play – football, play basketball, but it's different than what it used to be when we were younger and when you first started coming up, because now not kids will play every single sport. And if you play three sports, you should be talked about and honored nowadays, shouldn't you?
Yeah, and, you know, it's like you said, back when we played, you know, baseball and basketball didn't go on year-round.
Exactly.
You know, you jumped right into the next sport. And, you know, these guys, you know, all the time talk to me about coach, you know, I'm thinking about concentrating on baseball or basketball or whatever it is. And I tell them, I said, look, I was fortunate enough to coach one player, Truett Manuel, played all three, was all conference in all three, was play of the year in two of them, and still got to go to NC State on a scholarship to play baseball. So it can be done, you know, it can be done.
Yeah.
You know, go have fun, play them all.
Yeah, oh, heck yeah. And I think that's just nowadays, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, if you don't specialize in one thing, that's fine. But it comes, and again, because you've been doing it for a long time, I mean, 35 years. I mean, you've seen these cycles, and we're kind of in, like I said, this cycle now to where it's specialized in one sport or the other. So what are some memories you're going to take with you? Give me maybe one or two games you remember that you're going to be telling your grandkids, and they can pass it on to their grandkids here down the road. You know, Paul did this one. I mean, what's something you can share?
You know, they're all special, but, you know, you think back to, you know, the first conference championship there a couple of years ago when playing Tuscola, both of us undefeated, and was able to get the victory there. That's pretty special.
Yeah.
You know, two back-to-back 10-0 seasons. That says a lot, I think. And it's all credit to the kids, you know, the kids and the assistant coaches that put the time and effort into it. But, you know, those are some pretty special ones, and had me a lot more special ones, you know, as an assistant coach and, you know, got to go to different places in the playoffs.
So, oh, yeah.
It's been exciting. It's been fun. You know, I'm thankful that the Lord has blessed me to let me do this for 35 years, and hope he'll bless me for another 30 while I can go play golf and go fishing.
That's right. And last time I saw you on a golf course, I think you were working at Etowah Pro Shops. I don't know if you'll be going back out there where you're going, but if you get to play some golf and do some fishing, that is what it's all about. Now, what about the have they decided on I haven't heard anything about a new coach. Are they actively looking for some? Are they accepting resumes right now, I guess?
As far as I know, they're accepting resumes. Yeah. I think I heard Justin say they were going to try to do some first round interviews before we went on Christmas break.
Oh, cool.
And call some people back in.
Yeah.
You know, try to get them in as quick as possible. But, you know, that also depends, I guess, on where they're coming from and how long they've got to, you know, fulfill their duties at what school they're at or whatnot. But, I'm trying to stay out of that, you know, and, you know, he asked me my opinion all the time. I said, look, you know, hiring me, I retired. So, you know, and he 10 leave me alone. Been head coaches before. So, you know, I trust that they're going to do the right thing for West High School.
Well, you know, I've known you for a long time, Paul, but I've really gotten to know you these last couple of years covering teams here. And, man, you're a class act, and I think the world of you, and I wish you nothing but the best, and you'll be missed. And just make sure if you get a chance to talk to the new guy, tell him to be nice to me because you guys have been very gracious to me, and I appreciate that.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mike.
All right, brother. Good luck, man, in retirement, and let's play some golf.
Let's do it.
All right, Paul Whitaker. Talk to you later, buddy. The former head coach of the West Henderson Falcons. Not quite former head coach. He'll officially be the former head coach on the 19th, whenever he officially retires. So I tell you, great guy. Wish him the best. And like I said, before you know it, man, we'll be talking football again. So I guess in the county, Jim Beattie now becomes the old guard, because Beattie's been around for a good number of years, coaching at Robertson and coaching some other locations, and, of course, I've been at North for a few years. So congratulations to Coach Whitaker. All right, so once again, reminder, Wednesday night we will be at Hendersonville High School, where East Henderson comes to town to take on the Bearcats. Don't come to town, they come cross town, I guess you could say. And so once again, airtime will be 6:30. We'll be covering both boys and girls. So Ron Wagner will be back with me on the call. And then our final game of this year, of 2025, will be next Friday on the 19th when East plays at West. So once again, we got East at Hendersonville, then we got East at West. And after that, we pretty much have North at East and West at North and North at West and West at East. And so we're just going to cover all of those matchups every time they play one another. Having a fun time doing that with Mr. Wagner. Special thanks to David Glenn with the David Glenn Show. Once again, if you missed today's, just turned on the radio, getting in your car, I highly encourage you tomorrow, check out the website, go to WTZQ.com, click on programs, click on the Sports Freak Hour. You'll see a little button down there where the podcast is. It'll be up on the afternoon. A great conversation with David Glenn as we're talking about the college football playoffs. Once again, Indiana, Ohio State, Georgia, Texas Tech, your top four. 5 through 6 go Oregon, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Oklahoma, number 9, is a team that I don't think should be there. Alabama got in over Notre Dame. Miami's number 10. Tulane's 11. James Madison is 12. But Alabama, I'm going to stick to my guns and what I said earlier, they lost to Florida State. And I'm not kidding you, folks. If you really have been paying attention, if you're like me, I have listened to a lot of debate about the college football playoffs leading up to the college football playoffs, listening in the car for 2 hours before it happened on Sunday when they named the 12 teams. Not until the very end did someone even bring up the fact that they had a horrible loss to Florida State. That was not even factored into anything as far as what people were looking into. I really don't know how you can't do that. You know, and Notre Dame, you know, didn't really beat anybody great. They had 2 pretty good losses early on. They won 10 in a row. I just think Alabama, 3 losses. I know they played in the conference championship. But you've got 5 SEC teams with Georgia and Alabama, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and Ole Miss. Of course, it seems kind of weird to say Texas A&M and Oklahoma are in the SEC, but they are. So 5 from the SEC. Miami did get in. Of course, Notre Dame got all mad, said they're not playing any bowl games. They decided not to do anything, so they're not playing. And then they came out and attacked the ACC, saying that they've caused all this damage. Yeah, so anyway, so it's just been a mess since that happened. I don't know how it's ever going to get fixed. Every year somebody's going to be upset. But just me personally, I don't think Alabama deserves to be there. So I've said my part, and I'll just shut up now about that. But all those games get started here in a couple of weeks, and then, yeah, I cannot wait for it. It's still fun. I mean, it's going to be a very good tournament once they get it rolling. Once again, the Eagles and the Chargers play tonight at 8:15. That should be a pretty good one. So once again, special thanks to David Glenn. Special thanks to Paul Whitaker. Special thanks to all you folks tuning in and listening to tonight. Go Carolina Panthers. They will be at New Orleans on Sunday trying to hold on to first place. And also good luck to the NC State Wolfpack, who play Friday in the Final Four men's soccer. They will be taking on St. Louis down in Cary, and then Furman and Washington will be playing as well. So once again, special thanks to everybody. Tune in, listen to us on the call of Wednesday night when we'll be at West Henderson for the we'll be at Hendersonville for when East Henderson comes to take on the Bearcats. So folks, have a great week. Always good talking to you. Always good being with you here on the Sports Freak Hour. And until then, folks, have a great night, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday night doing some high school basketball, and I'll be back here next Monday night.
You
You've been listening to the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. To listen to the podcast of tonight's show, go to WTZQ.com. Click on Programs and scroll down to the Sports Freak Hour. The Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan, Monday nights at 6 p.m. right here on WTZQ. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air, unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill, serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week.